1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to look at verse number 18. Verse number 18. Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Let's pray. Father, we love you. Lord, you taught me this truth last week, and Lord, it's been on my heart ever since. It's nothing spectacular, Lord. It's just a reminder. Lord, I pray you just help me to be able to convey it, help me to be able to illustrate it the best way I can. Father, we love you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for every good thing that you give us. Thank you for the things that sometimes we don't understand as being good, Lord, but that you've sent into our lives. And Father, just thank you for this place. Thank you for our preacher, and just thank you for the blessing that he is to us. Pray that you just be with him as he preaches tonight. Fill him with your power and be with him. Lord, help me not to say anything I shouldn't say tonight. And Lord, I just want to glorify you above everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Very simply, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Some people, you often get the question, well, I don't know what the will of God is for my life. Well, this pretty much tells you one thing that you're supposed to do for sure. This not really has to do with the message, but I mean, it kind of does. But the Bible says, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. Now, I can't read your minds, but I guarantee you tonight, when I said I'm going to pass out pennies to everyone, 5 to 10 of you, 5 to 10 of you had this, oh brother, what's he doing now? Thought go through your mind. I guarantee it, okay? Because I know I've been studying human nature for a while. In fact, for the last 2-3 services, and in fact in school today, I was studying human nature. The kids were probably wondering why I was hanging around. I was studying human nature, okay? And it was interesting. It was very interesting. The last few services, I have kind of studied human nature. All right? And you're like, oh, great. What's he talking about? Okay? Well, I have strategically placed pennies throughout the property. Okay? I say strategically. I just kind of tossed them, like I said earlier. Okay? Let them fall where they will. And it's interesting when you watch people, because I know where the pennies are at. And I watch people and what they do with the pennies, okay? Now, I'm going to talk about this some tonight, and I'm going to tell you why I came about all this, which is kind of the way my weird brain works, okay? But you watch most people, and honestly, I watched 50 people tonight walk over a penny. Didn't even know it was there. Had no clue. Oblivious. Every once in a while, you'll see somebody. This is the ones that crack me up, because I've been there. I've done that. They see it. And they keep walking. Those are the ones that are really funny, okay? So if you see me chuckling for no apparent reason sometimes, it's because it's like I'm writing on my checklist. You know, you got 3 types of people, these, and these, and I categorize people according to your behavior, according to what's on the ground. Okay, so you're thinking, Brother Chad, you're really weird at this point. Yes, I know. I understand that. So everybody's still got your pennies. Well, the Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." You know, Thanksgiving is coming up. That is, if whether you pay attention to what's happening in the stores, that's really one of the biggest things that's going on. Sadly, though, in most of our stores, they skip Thanksgiving. They skip Thanksgiving. Have you noticed that? They go from Halloween to Christmas. And they don't have Thanksgiving. Why don't they have Thanksgiving? Well, because when people are thankful, people are selfless. And when people are selfless, they don't buy as much. So they want to skip any holiday that does not benefit the almighty dollar. Okay? That's why they skip it. All right? There's no other reason than why they should skip Thanksgiving. Okay? So, but I guess that maybe this message is a precursor to Thanksgiving. And to get you, you know, we always have that week of Thanksgiving when we go around and we think about, oh, we should really be thankful this week. Well, what about, you know, the Bible said, doesn't say, you know, in the 1 month of November, be thankful, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, I'm going to tell you how all this came about. But first, I want you to go flip over to Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to use some Bible tonight, which is good. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse number 19, the Bible says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right? So we see the importance of being thankful. The Bible tells us very clearly two spots that we're supposed to be thankful for everything and pretty much all the time. We should be thankful for it. Okay? Why? You know, people that are unthankful are just, like I said, serving self. Unthankfulness is one of the major things that precedes sin. Major sin. The young people that went with us to the youth conference, one of the preachers talked about there's two things that make a big mess in life. Unthankfulness and selfishness. And those two things make a big mess. Let's go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. What happens when people become unthankful? I'm not going to read all this. I don't have time. But most of you that are familiar with your Bible know, if you're not, go back and read the end of Romans chapter 1. But the Bible says, Romans chapter 1, verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And it goes down, and basically the Bible tells us, hey, you know where the sodomite lifestyle came from? One of the main things the sodomite lifestyle came from is unthankfulness. People not being thankful for the way God made them. That's the way it is. Okay, so unthankfulness. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I know we were just there, but turn back over there for me. Different part of the chapter, if I can get there. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse number 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. So basically the Bible's saying, hey, there's all these things, but don't do these, do this instead. So it's the polar opposite of that. So giving thanks is the opposite of all these. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Verse number 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions. Now, those are all prayer types. But look at the next one. And giving of thanks be made for all men. You know, everybody talks about, hey, we need to pray for the president, right? That's what the Bible says. Because the next verse, verse number 2, for kings and for all that are in authority. But you know, one of the things that was listed there was giving of thanks. Well, what's there to be thankful about? Well, you can be thankful you live in America. Hey, and this is the whole premise of tonight's message. No matter how small it may seem, you can be thankful for something. I gave everybody a penny tonight. Well, you're welcome. You're very welcome. That was from the depths of my heart. It'll take you a while on that one. But you know what? Everybody, you can be thankful for everything. No matter how small it seems. Know how insignificant it seems? You can be thankful for something. You can be. And the Bible talks about how we need to be thankful for people. Do you gripe about people or are you thankful for them? Do you gripe about people? Hey, young people, do you gripe about those in authority or are you thankful for them? Because it's one of two things. You'll either gripe about them or you'll be thankful for them. You're not going to be thankful for them and gripe about them. It doesn't work that way. Okay? 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse number 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. It's a pretty serious list, and unthankfulness is thrown right there in the midst of it. Okay? Now, I'm going to bring this down to real practical stuff tonight. Okay? It makes sense to me, so I hope it makes sense to you. Okay? So the other day, with Emily going to school, this is kind of a roundabout story to get to what I'm talking about. Emily going to school, you know, I have to be here at 8 o'clock to drop her off to school. Well, that pretty much shoots the whole morning, getting started at, 6:30 in the morning, and because then you got the whole trip to school deal. And so I've been starting, I've been starting earlier so I can get a couple hours work in before I have to come home and take her to school. So it was like 5 or 5:30 the other day, and I went over to the farm, and I had to get in the building. And I reached in my pocket, and I carried, almost every day, I carry a pocket knife, a flashlight, a set of keys, and some pocket change. Those four things. It's one of them things you just get up and you take it all and swipe it off the nightstand and stick it in your pocket. So I'm getting my keys out, and I get my keys out, and I get my keys, and I pull them out, and I start to go to put in the door, and I hear a ding, ding, ding on the concrete. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30, whatever it was, and I'm still kind of groggy, still haven't got completely, my mind's not completely thinking, it's dark, and I'm like, whatever. No big deal. So I unlock the door, and I'm serious, I promise you. I walked in the shop, and I walked around, and I was getting some stuff that I had to have for the day's work, and the Lord just wouldn't let me go about that. And I know that sounds really stupid and really crazy, but listen, the Lord's like, hey, why didn't you go back and get that? Why didn't you go back and get that? Are you not thankful for that? I gave that to you. Are you not thankful for it? The Bible says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And you know what? So I got my flashlight out, and I went back out there, and in the back of my mind, I thought, yeah, it's just a penny. I probably dropped a stupid penny, and it's going to waste my time to go find this penny. I'm going to spend 20 minutes looking for a penny. But you know what? The Lord kind of taught me something, my wife's probably sick of me talking about it, but I've really been, really, Lord's really laid this on my heart about, hey, why don't you look for the little blessings of life? The little blessings of life. It's not about, hey, you know what? You know what? Listen, if I would have, I bet since last Sunday, I've put probably 30 to 40 pennies on this property. And I could probably go back, everybody's at church. This is the other thing that cracks me up. Everybody's at church. So you've got the consciousness of being at church. So everybody's like, well, that's not my penny. I don't want to pick it up. That's somebody probably meant that for the offering. So yeah, I went back to the welcome desk, and there was like 5 pennies laying back on the welcome desk because people picked them up. And hey, I understand, your consciousness, and I don't want to take something that's not mine. Okay, and you stick it, but it's a penny, folks. Okay, you can stick it in your pocket. Put it, there was one in the offering plate, wasn't there? There was one in the offering plate. I saw that I thought, somebody gave the blessing that was given to them and put it back in the offering plate. But, when you go down the road, you know how many times maybe, or walking down the sidewalk, probably not going to drive down the road, but walking down the sidewalk, you see a penny. Every once in a while, you'll see something. If you're really fortunate and God really blesses you that day, you'll find a quarter. I can count on one hand the number of times I have found anything larger than a quarter, which means a dollar bill. I can only think of twice that I have found any money larger than a quarter. But you know what? If I would have loaded those offering plates with dollar bills tonight and said, hey, everybody can have a dollar bill, would your mentality about a dollar bill been more thankful than your mentality about a penny? Because everybody wants to find $100 bills laying on the side of the road. If you find a lot of $100 bills laying on the side of the road, I guarantee you they're either counterfeit or they do belong to somebody else. Okay? One or the other. But I just, that thought, the Lord just kept bringing that thought to me. hey, are you passing over the pennies each and every day? And this is the title of my message, Picking Up Pennies or Looking for Dollars. Picking up pennies or looking for dollars. We could go out right now and everybody could go out to the city of Linton and we could spend 4 hours walking up and down the streets looking for dollar bills. But more than likely, none of us would find any. But if we just pick up the little pennies that we'd find, I guarantee you we'd find a few. And you know, I'm not talking about value here tonight. I'm talking about a mindset. This has nothing to do with the numerical value of a penny or the numerical value of a dollar. This has all to do with what are you valuing or what are you looking for the blessings in of life? So I got just a few thoughts tonight. Why don't we pick up a penny? Why don't you pick up a penny? Have you ever thought about that? I've done it before. I've seen a penny laying on the ground and I'm like, that's not even worth my effort. And honestly, it's not. If my time's worth anything, picking a penny up is really not worth my effort, hardly. But it's a mindset that you got to overcome. Why don't we pick up a penny? It's not worth the effort. That would be my first point. Why don't we pick up a penny? It's not worth the effort. All of us would bend down to pick up a dollar bill. But you know, the Lord gives us, I want to call these penny blessings every day. And so many times we walk over those penny blessings in search of the big dollar bill blessing. When God gives you 100 penny blessings every day, and you don't find, and I don't find a single one of them because we're looking for the dollar bill blessing. How many times do you breathe every day? Blessing, 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 blessing. And we're looking for the gigantic lotto blessing. When God gave you the equivalent of that blessing in the very breath that you and I breathe every day. It's not worth the effort. Well, it's just not worth my effort. It's not worth my time to bend. It's not worth me doing that. So we pass over all the little things that God does. You know, a person's laugh. I have this weird ability to separate my mind from the conversation I'm in and listen to other conversations while I'm listening to the one I'm talking to. But to listen to people laugh, that's a blessing. To have church family, that's a blessing. And you know what, we sometimes want to pass over so many of the small little blessings that God gives us each and every day because we're looking for something really big. But a lot of times, it's the little blessings that compound. What's that? I should have looked this up. I just thought of this. They say if you start with a penny and you double that value like every day, within like a very short time, I mean, it comes out to a lot of money, like millions of dollars. If you compound it every day, so 2 cents and then 4 cents and 8 cents, you know where that starts with? A penny. Something so small and insignificant. This is interesting, and I would suggest you check the dates and the codes on all those pennies I gave you. I kind of shuffled through them because I didn't want to give you like a real expensive penny and then regret it later from the bottom of my heart. So, but you know what? There was a penny in 19-something. A penny sold for $40,000. One penny sold for $40,000. A few years later, a penny of the same mint or the same penny or whatever sold for $82,500. One penny. 2010, that same penny sold for $1.7 million. Check your change jars, folks. You may be a millionaire, you just don't know it. But you know what? That's the way a lot of the blessings that God gives us are. It's a worthless piece of copper to most people. But in the eyes of God, you know what it's worth? Something to think about. How many of us would stop to pick up a dollar? Hey, don't bypass the little things in search of something gigantic. Be thankful for the smiles. Be thankful for the laughs. Be thankful for the relationships. I also wonder if God is waiting to see how thankful we are for the little things before he entrusts us with something larger. I wonder if God is waiting to see how thankful we are for the little. Well, I never find the dollar blessings in life. Well, have you been thankful for the penny blessings? I wonder how that works. You know, those of you that are involved in the bus ministry, I think will understand this more so than some others. If you have a young person that is thankful, or a bus family that is thankful for what you give them, you will go above and beyond to help that person. Versus the one where you bring them, you know, a trunk load of groceries, and you knock on the door, and they're like, oh yeah, set them in there on the table. They never get up to help you. They never say thank you. You know what? I'm sorry, maybe this is my carnal nature, and maybe this is the nature of God that God has put into us. If somebody's not thankful, why should I want to give something else to them? I wonder if God's the same way. Well, that my child, I gave them all these penny blessings, but they're not thankful for the penny blessings, so I'm not going to give them the dollar blessings. I don't know. I don't know how that works. It's not worth the effort. Why don't we pick up a penny? Because it's not worth the effort. We're looking for those dollars. I want to read this. This is September 28th, right? August 16th, this year. Two pennies sold. I don't know if I wrote this down. I don't think I did. I'm going to try to remember what they sold for. There was two pennies sold in an auction on August 16th of this year. One of them sold for $545,000, and the other one sold for $341,000. Pretty valuable. Wish I had a couple of them in my piggy bank. Why don't we pick up a penny? It's not worth the effort. Why do some people pass over a penny? It's not worth the effort to bend down and pick it up. Number two, why do some people pass over a penny? We're too busy. We're just too busy. You know, in the school, I watched the school kids today. And I don't know, did any of you pick up pennies? You picked up a penny? You saw them, but you passed over them. Picked up a penny. I actually heard this later that my mom actually picked up all the pennies. She did. She wiped me clean out of pennies. But you know, we're too busy most of the time. We're too busy to stop and consider the lilies, as the Bible says. You know what the lilies will teach you? That God will provide all your needs. But we're too busy to stop and consider it. I wonder if God wants us to be thankful so that we can take a moment to think of him. You know what? That's what communion is. It's a time that we stop and thank God, thank Jesus for dying on the cross for us. That's what communion is. This do in remembrance of me. And that's what communion is. It's a time that we stop. And I wonder if every time you stop, you know, every time you stop to think about thanking somebody, you automatically think about that person. So if I stop and think, well, thank you, Lord. I poured a big concrete slab yesterday. And you know, yesterday of all the days of this year, this summer, to pour concrete, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I mean, we were screeding concrete and we didn't hardly break a sweat. I mean, it was amazing. And you know what? I was, Lord, thank you. Thank you. It could have been 100 degrees yesterday, but thank you. Slow down. Take a moment to separate yourself from the busyness of life and look at what you've been given. Look at what you've been given. Look at your kids. I was watching my kids come up to church tonight. Rotten, rotten, rotten. All three of them. But you know what? I said, thank you, Lord. You've been awful good to me. It's the penny blessing. It's watching, you know, it's watching my son run into the pole outside and fall over. That was like a nickel blessing right there. That was, it's like, yes. It was awesome. But be thankful for the blessing. Hey, you know, and there's going to be different. You're going to have days that it seems like, you know, all you had is maybe penny blessings. Then you're going to have days that God will throw you a nickel blessing and a quarter blessing. And then sometimes there's huge things in life. But don't ever forget the little things of life. Because the Bible tells us, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, Proverbs chapter 27, I believe it's verse 17, the Bible says, the full soul loatheth a honeycomb, but to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. You know what? People that have a lot of money, it's like, I don't want to mess with that. People that have everything, but somebody that's hungry, man, that's great. It's interesting what the Bible says about that. So, number one, it's not worth the effort. We don't want to spend the effort to get the penny. Looking for blessings takes time, and a lot of times we don't want to spend the time. Number three, why don't we stop and pick up a penny? Because our eyes are elsewhere. Our eyes are elsewhere. If all you can look at is the problems in life, you'll never see the penny blessings of life. One thing I've noticed in my study of human nature, if I could categorize it, the most people that picked up the pennies, they're either under the age of 5 or over the age of 60. Almost exclusively. Under the age of 5 or over the age of 60. Think about that. My daughters, I worked them for like 2 hours the other day and I gave them a quarter. And to them, that was, they were saving for their horse. Emily wants to buy a horse. Takes a lot of quarters. But you know what? I wanted to buy a horse when I was her age too. And when I was 11, I had saved enough money to buy my own horse. Okay, so I'll help her with however I can. But I'm going to work her for it. I ain't just giving her money for it. But you know what? Something as small as that is big to a little kid. All these kids that I gave pennies to, that's a big deal to them. Unless a parent has degraded the value of a penny in their eyes. Listen, unless you have degraded the value of something small, hey, if you've convinced your child that a penny's not worth anything, a penny's just, throw it away, what are they going to do about the blessings that God gives them later on in life? They're always looking, they're the kids that are always looking for the biggest, the best. They're not happy with the little thing that somebody gave them. Our eyes are elsewhere. Are you looking for the penny? Or are you waiting for a dollar? Are you looking for the penny or are you waiting for the dollar? Discontentment comes when we look at other things and what other people have. Discontentment comes when we look at other things and what other people have. Well, this man, he's a multimillionaire. Okay. But God didn't make you a multimillionaire. At least I don't think anybody's in here is a multimillionaire. But you're a multi-pinionaire, or however you want to say that. Seriously. It's all in a matter of perspective. It's all in a matter of what you look at it as. I guarantee you, every one of you, if you go back over your day, there was multitude and multitude of penny blessings throughout your day. Multitude. But we're so concentrated on the dollar. Our eyes are on that dollar that we never see the penny. So look for the penny blessings of life. This thought tonight is not about becoming wealthy, but rather about taking time to appreciate the little things that God gives us as a blessing every day. This is kind of one of the things that the Lord kind of taught me through. I've been really aggravated with my pickup truck a little lately. Like, out of the past 2 months, I've been in the shop like 3 weeks, which is really, it's not good for what I do with my truck, because my truck is my life, but everything runs out of my truck. So when I don't have my truck, stuff is not running right. And honestly, stuff here is not running right because my truck is not running right. And I was like, man, this is ridiculous. And then after this whole, that 5 o'clock in the morning, hey, why don't you look for the, I thought, how many people don't have what I even have? How many people wish they could have a truck, a four-wheel drive truck, a truck that's got a lot of tools in it? How many people wish they could have that? Man, God's been awful good to me. God's been awful good to me. Picking up a penny shows you that you value the little things of life. Remember, I said pick a penny for my kids, at least. A penny is going to be a big deal. They'll hold on to it and take it home, put it in their piggy bank. Let me say this. A penny for an older person is also a big deal. You say, well, it's it's not, I always remember Mrs. Mary Chesser. She would stop traffic to go pick, and I'm not kidding. She would stop traffic to go pick up a penny in the middle of the road. But you know why? Because she probably never had anything growing up. If you don't have anything you value, remember the full soul loatheth the honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. If you don't have anything in life, the little things are big. And I think as American Christians, we've got so much stuff that we've neglected the little things that God has given us. So look for the penny blessings of life. The Lord just told me, hey, you need to look for the penny blessings of life. I got to thinking about my wife. Man, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. That's like a $1,000 bill blessing. I just kind of fell into that one. That was nothing on me. But my wife, I've been blessed. My kids, a church family. Look for the penny blessings of life. So we got those three things, and we'll be done early tonight. It's just a thought. It's just something the Lord maybe punched me in the face with a couple weeks ago. Said, hey, look for the penny blessings of life. And what I want to challenge you to do, I'm not saying that a penny is super, super valuable. But why don't you use that penny as a reminder that every time you see a penny, whether it be in a pocket full of change, or maybe it's laying on the ground, maybe it's laying on the sidewalk. It's not the fact, remember what I said, it's not about picking up that penny to get wealthy. It's about picking up that penny because it's a way of life, because you're thankful for the little blessings of life. Every time you see a penny, why don't we all think about, man, in the last 5 minutes, what little blessing has God given me? Oh, there's another penny. Last 5 minutes. Man, look at what God has done for me. Look what somebody else has done for me. The penny blessings of life. Why don't we pick up the penny blessings? They're not worth the effort. We're too busy. Our eyes are elsewhere. What has your attention? Are you looking for something bigger? Are you looking at the world and missing all the penny blessings around you? You know, I think sometimes people come to church, and I've been guilty of this too. You know, some people come to church and they want this life-changing truth, this, you know, light shining from heaven truth, when the truth of the matter is, every service, if you'll look for them, are little nuggets of blessing. Everyone wants the gold mine blessing. Why don't you just get the little nuggets? And you know, all those little nuggets, they add up, and they'll give you the gold mine. If you just keep pulling them in and keep taking them and be thankful for them. What are pennies worth? Well, most of them are just simply that, penny blessings. If you have a 1944 steel wheat penny somewhere at your house, that one is worth $110,000. That's market value today. That's not somebody that's willing to pay more. A 1943 copper wheat penny is worth $85,000, $86,000, basically rounded up. And they'll go down. I mean, there's all kinds of them. I had one in my jar just a while ago. I looked it up, and it was worth a dollar. I know. But you know what? Listen, as silly as that may be, what if I'm looking only for a dollar and I pass up a penny that's worth a dollar? It's all in the way you think about it. So are you picking up the pennies or are you looking for the dollar? It's up to you. And it, like I said, it's a mindset. I just want to encourage you, expend the effort to look for the blessings. Don't be too busy to look for the blessings. And keep your eyes open for the blessings. Because God gives them to us each and every day if we will only stop, take a moment, and look for them. So are you picking up the pennies or are you looking for the dollar? Let's pray. Father, Lord, this is a very simple truth. It's nothing, Lord, spectacular. But God, you helped me with it. You've just helped me be a little more thankful for some small things, and even in the recent days that you've given me, that you've allowed to see, that you've allowed me to experience the relationships, Lord. It was just I was thinking about the young people in school today, just watching them and their interaction with one another, and just the uniqueness and the excitement that there is there, Lord. And that was just a blessing to me. Lord, it was a blessing to see different people walking to church tonight. I was looking over to the folks, and God, there's people that they don't feel like being here tonight, but they came anyway. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us all, that we just look for the penny blessings of life and not be concerned about the big dollars and everything, but take the time and be patient. Lord, I thank you for all the blessings that you've given me in my life. Lord, I pray that you's honored tonight. Pray that your people were helped. In Jesus' name, amen.